Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physical Education Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most important psychology topics on your specification, motivation, specifically intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Whether you're sitting your exam in a few weeks or just getting started with this topic, stick with me because by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail those exam questions and pick up every single mark on offer. Let's start with the big picture. Motivation is essentially the drive or desire to do something. In sport and physical activity, understanding what motivates people and what keeps them motivated is absolutely central to performance, participation, and long-term engagement. OCR examiners expect you to be precise about this topic, so let's build that precision together. Section 1. What is intrinsic motivation? Intrinsic motivation comes from within. It's the internal drive to take part in an activity for its own sake, because it's enjoyable, satisfying, or personally meaningful. When you're intrinsically motivated, you don't need an external reward to keep going. The activity itself is the reward. Think about a swimmer who gets up at 5 in the morning, not because there's a trophy waiting at the end, but because they genuinely love the feel of the water, the challenge of improving their personal best, and the deep satisfaction of mastering a new stroke. That is intrinsic motivation in action. The key sources of intrinsic motivation that OCR examiners specifically credit are fun and enjoyment, personal satisfaction, pride and performance, the desire for mastery or self-improvement, and a sense of personal challenge. These are internal states. They exist inside the athlete, not outside. Here's a critical point that candidates often miss. Intrinsic motivation is generally considered the most sustainable form of motivation. Athletes who are intrinsically motivated tend to persist longer, cope better with setbacks, and continue participating even when external rewards are removed. This is hugely important for the evaluation questions you'll face. Section 2. What is extrinsic motivation? Extrinsic motivation, on the other hand, comes from outside the individual. It's motivation driven by external factors, rewards, recognition, or outcomes that are separate from the activity itself. Now, here's where OCR gets very specific, and this is where many candidates lose marks. Extrinsic motivation is divided into two categories, tangible and intangible. You must know this distinction cold. Tangible extrinsic motivation involves physical, material rewards, things you can actually hold or touch. Examples include trophies, medals, certificates, money, prize money, and badges. Think of a young gymnast earning a merit badge or a professional footballer receiving a winner's bonus. These are tangible rewards. Intangible extrinsic motivation involves non-physical rewards, things you cannot hold but still come from an external source. Examples include praise from a coach, applause from a crowd, public recognition, positive feedback, and social approval. Think of a netball player receiving a standing ovation after a brilliant performance, or a young athlete being told by their coach, "That was outstanding." These rewards are real and powerful, but they have no physical form. They are intangible. I want to pause here and flag a common mistake. Candidates frequently confuse intangible extrinsic motivation with intrinsic motivation. Here's how to keep them apart. If the reward or recognition comes from another person or an external source, even if it's just words, it is extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation is purely internal. The pride you feel inside yourself is intrinsic. The praise your coach gives you is extrinsic and tangible. Different sources, different categories. Section 3. Applying motivation to sporting contexts. OCR exam questions almost always ask you to apply your knowledge to specific sporting scenarios. This is where AO2 marks are earned. Application. Let me walk you through how to do this well. Scenario 1. A beginner swimmer attending their first lessons. This swimmer is likely motivated primarily by extrinsic rewards. They might be working towards earning a distance badge. That's tangible extrinsic motivation. Their instructor's encouragement and praise, "Well done, you've really improved your technique," is intangible extrinsic motivation. At the cognitive stage of learning, beginners often need these external motivators to keep them engaged and build their confidence. Scenario 2, an elite marathon runner who has been competing for 15 years. This athlete is far more likely to be driven by intrinsic motivation, the personal challenge of improving their time, the deep satisfaction of completing a race, the pride in their own discipline and mastery. External rewards still matter, but it's the internal drive that sustains elite performance over decades. This links beautifully to the stages of learning, which is a synoptic connection, OCR examiner's reward. At the cognitive stage, when someone is a beginner, extrinsic motivation tends to be more effective because the learner hasn't yet developed the internal satisfaction that comes with skill mastery. At the autonomous stage, when performance is highly skilled and automatic, intrinsic motivation becomes the dominant and more sustainable driver. Section 4. The undermining effect, a critical concept for AO3. Now, let's talk about something that often appears in the higher mark evaluate questions: the undermining effect of extrinsic rewards on intrinsic motivation. Research in sports psychology has shown that if you give someone an external reward for an activity they already enjoy intrinsically, it can actually reduce their intrinsic motivation over time. Why? Because the individual begins to attribute their participation to the external reward rather than their own internal enjoyment. Once the reward is removed, motivation drops. Imagine a child who loves playing football purely for fun. You start giving them money every time they score a goal. Initially, performance might improve. But over time, if the money stops, the child may actually enjoy football less than they did before the rewards were introduced. The external reward has undermined their natural intrinsic drive. This is a sophisticated point that earns AO3 marks. In your evaluate questions, you should acknowledge that extrinsic motivation can be effective in the short term, particularly for beginners, but that over-reliance on external rewards risks undermining the intrinsic motivation that sustains long-term participation. The most effective motivational strategies combine both types, using extrinsic rewards carefully and strategically to build confidence and engagement while nurturing intrinsic motivation for long-term sustainability. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into exam technique. These are the things that separate candidates who get full marks from those who drop points unnecessarily. Tip 1, always specify the type. When a question asks for an example of extrinsic motivation, do not just say a trophy. Say a trophy, which is an example of tangible extrinsic motivation. That extra classification is what earns the mark. Examiners are looking for precise use of terminology. Tip 2, use the command words correctly. If the question says identify, give a brief factual answer, one or two words or a short phrase. If it says describe, explain what it is or what it looks like. If it says explain, you must say how or why, link the concept to its effect. If it says evaluate, you must make a judgment, weighing up strengths and weaknesses, and reach a conclusion. Tip 3, link to sporting examples. Generic answers lose marks. Always anchor your answer to a specific sport or athlete. A footballer receiving a gold medal is better than an athlete receiving a reward. Specific, contextualized examples demonstrate AO2 application. Tip 4. For evaluate questions, use a structure. State the strength of extrinsic motivation. It can be effective for beginners and provides clear goals. Then state the limitation. Over-reliance can undermine intrinsic motivation and reduce long-term participation. Then give a balanced conclusion. The most effective approach combines both types strategically. Tip 5. Don't assert that extrinsic motivation is always bad. This is a very common mistake. Extrinsic motivation has genuine value, particularly for cognitive stage learners, for re-engaging lapsed participants, and for providing clear short-term targets. Examiners will not credit one-sided evaluations. Section 6, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1, what is intrinsic motivation? Think. It is the drive that comes from within. Participation for its own sake, driven by enjoyment, satisfaction, pride, or personal mastery. Question 2. Give 2 examples of tangible extrinsic motivation. Think a trophy and a certificate, or a medal and prize money. Any physical, material reward counts. Question 3. Give 2 examples of intangible extrinsic motivation. Think praise from a coach and applause from a crowd, or public recognition and positive feedback. Non-physical external rewards. Question 4. What is the undermining effect? Think, when extrinsic rewards reduce an individual's intrinsic motivation by causing them to attribute their participation to the external reward rather than internal enjoyment. Question 5. At which stage of learning is extrinsic motivation most effective? Think the cognitive stage, when a performer is a beginner and has not yet developed the internal satisfaction of skilled performance. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Motivation is the direction and intensity of effort. Intrinsic motivation is internal, driven by enjoyment, satisfaction, pride, and personal mastery. Extrinsic motivation is external, divided into tangible rewards like trophies and medals, and intangible rewards like praise and recognition. Intrinsic motivation is more sustainable long-term. Extrinsic motivation is particularly effective for beginners at the cognitive stage. Over-reliance on extrinsic rewards can undermine intrinsic motivation through the undermining effect. And the best motivational strategies combine both types thoughtfully. In your exam, always classify your examples precisely. Link to specific sporting contexts, use command words correctly, and for evaluate questions, give a balanced argument with a clear conclusion. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep working hard. The effort you put in now is exactly the kind of intrinsic motivation that will carry you through.